Hi, I'm Alicia Clark.
And I'm Randy Clark.
And we became believers in Jesus in March of 1982.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
I grew up Catholic in a Catholic home and went to Catholic grade school and high school, and I was an altar boy. And then when I went to college in St. Louis, I threw all that out and joined a fraternity and was one of those wild guys and all the things that you think about a fraternity guys. I did that.
Believe it or not, I grew up in a Jewish home with all my Jewish parents, grandparents, all the way back to Abraham. And we kept Jesus out of the picture, and we followed our Jewish traditions, but not too religious. But one day I went to Washington University in St. Louis, and I met this guy here, Randy.
We got together. We eventually got married when we finished school, and we had our first child while we were living in St. Louis. And while Alicia was pregnant with our second child, she wanted to move back to New York, where she's from.
Yes, because my family was very important to me. My father was like my best friend. The problem that came up was that Randy got a job in New York City and he was never home. So he was a long commute. I was home with two babies in diapers and very lonely, especially after the sudden death of my father. I got very depressed and our communication just deteriorated. And finally, I said to Randy, I hate you. And he said, I know. I called a friend back in St. Louis, and she said, I know what you need. You need a marriage encounter weekend. I'll watch your kids. So we went to St. Louis and went to the marriage encounter weekend.
It was a Catholic marriage encounter weekend, so we didn't really know what to expect, but God met us there. Now, we didn't hear the gospel, but what we did learn was God had a plan for us as individuals, but even more so, God had a plan for our marriage. I needed to leave my job and move to a different place because that was a big problem in our marriage and for communication and for me being there with the family. I left my job, which was difficult for me to do because, you know, I was kind of climbing the corporate ladder. But as Alicia said, it was really damaging to our relationship. So we ended up moving to this little town in Northwest Ohio, Findlay, Ohio.
Like Randy said, we had followed the world's plan. We had gone to college. We had, you know, great house, two kids, car, and he had this great job and we had money, but we didn't have love. We didn't know how to communicate. Maybe the world's plan is not fulfilling. Maybe we should figure out what God's plan is. And so during this search for God's plan, we moved to this small town and I was so happy. But Randy was still searching for God's plan. So he decided we should go to church. And I'm like, don't forget, I'm Jewish. We keep Jesus out of the picture. I don't even know which kind of church it was, but I'll go hear from Jews. I'll hear about Christ and the Passover. I understand that part. So we went. They explained how Jesus fits in every element of the Passover, how he's the middle matzah. And he's broken and buried and redeemed and brought back. And everything sounded like Jesus. And then they made plans to come and see us. It was my time. And God was breaking down all the resistance. They showed up on Tuesday. But I couldn't get a word in edgewise.
No, I was asking all the questions because all that time for the last 9 months, I had been searching for what is God's plan and reading literature. And so I was asking them all these questions about what I had read, and they were answering every single one, not telling me, you know, that was a dumb question or no, that's wrong. They would just show me in scripture and read some scripture and explain things to me. And so the hour was up. I had to go back to work. They had to leave. And Alicia didn't get a chance to ask any questions at all. So we arranged for them to come back in a couple of days. They came back once again at lunchtime.
So they came and brought more food and bagels and good Jewish lunch. And they also brought the Bible and they opened it up to Isaiah chapter 53, which is about the suffering servant, about the one who would be wounded for our transgressions, who would be pierced for our iniquities, who would take upon himself our sins, but then he would rise again. Anyway, as I'm listening to this, I'm like, hey, I'm Jewish. Remember? Keep to the holy scriptures, the Jewish scriptures. And they were like, well, this is the Jewish scriptures. This is Isaiah. 700 years before Jesus. I'm like, but it sounds like Jesus. And they go, really? I had read all the information, and then the things that I saw on TV were all about the Bible and faith, and it was just incredible. I was like, this was God's timing for me, and He was pursuing me. On that Thursday, they asked Randy, do you want to be saved?
We're just sitting there in our kitchen after having lunch, and they're talking with us, and then all of a sudden they asked me if I wanted to be saved and receive Jesus, and I'm like, sure, what do I have to do? And so they just led me in a prayer of salvation. I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior right there in our home. And then they turned to Alicia.
Do you want to pray and receive Jesus? And I'm like, no, thank you. I'm Jewish. I'm always going to be Jewish. I'm never going to be anything else but Jewish. And they were like, do you have a Yellow Pages? And I'm like, yes. Now, this is way back when. And so they circled an Alliance Church and said, oh, look, you have an Alliance Church. A Christian Missionary Alliance. So I'm like, what's that? And they said, well, there's Jewish pastors. I'm like, no way. Yes, 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 there's Jewish pastors in the Alliance. You would feel comfortable there. They said, here's another prayer. You can pray to know the truth. Ask God to show you the truth. I said, okay. And I prayed that prayer. And that night, they had to go. Randy, they were patting Randy on the back. You're a new believer. You can pray for anything. It was so cool. And so that night, then I had an encounter with an evil spirit that I felt on my feet in an encounter with evil. And I put my arms around Randy and I said, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And it went away. And it opened my eyes that there's a spiritual world out there. And there's a battle going on for my soul. And so the next morning, Randy goes to work. I get ready, the kids ready for nursery school. And it's snowing out and I'm so happy. I just wrote a poem about spring. And so I'm like, if you're the Son of God, make it stop snowing. And then I get them ready and I look outside and it's sunshine. After I put the kids off in the car, it was one thing after another. If you're the Son of God, do this, do this, do that. And He did. And miraculously, He showed up in my house, in my living room, where I realized I'm in the presence of God. And where's that prayer that Randy said yesterday? And I went and found it on the table, brought it back to the living room, kneeled by my window, and said, thank you, Lord, for forgiving me for my sins. Thank you for dying on the cross. Oh, you know what? I stopped. My family's going to kill me. They will not like this. But I'm in the presence of God. I asked Him over and over again to do this, show me this, and He did. And so I'm like, okay, I'm in the presence of God. I finished the prayer of salvation. I received the Holy Spirit and His presence, and I felt lifted. I felt such enormous peace and joy. Had this amazing conversation with Him, and then looked up, where's that Bible that Randy stole? It was a Gideon's Bible from the motel. I need to read more about this guy I just gave my life to. We met people who were missionaries, and I said, this is what Christianity is all about. I was so thankful for the Jews for Jesus team that went from church to church to church, living out of suitcases in host homes, so they could share the gospel in a way that my Jewish soul could understand. And so from that point on, I wanted to share the love of Jesus, of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. And we became Alliance missionaries.
God was working in us from the very beginning and calling us to international work.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.